What does it really mean to be a part of a fan base? I don't know about any other Bulls fan, but for me, it has been a nervous wreck since Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls walked out that door. But they didn't walk out the door. They broke up, or they were broken up by the front office. Same exact thing the front office has been doing since then. They broke up the 2015 Chicago Bulls. And ever since then, it feels like we're prying damn teeth as Chicago Bulls fans to get these motherfuckers to make a move. They think draft picks is going to get us somewhere. They think draft picks is going to get us an NBA championship. They must think Chicago Bulls fans are fucking gullible. And why not, man? I mean, let's think about it for a second. The Chicago Bulls organization knows that the United Center is going to sell out every night, whether the team is winning or not. So not only am I pointing at the direction of the management, I'm pointing at the direction of the Bulls fans. Why do you go to the United Center and sell out? Why do you buy Chicago Bulls merchandise? Why do you waste your money on a franchise that thinks that draft picks, well, think you want to go see draft picks? Why do you want to go see draft picks? It's a good question, man, because I'm seeing that Chicago Bulls fans are content. But for those fans like me that aren't content, that knows what it's like to win, that was around for each and every one of the Chicago Bulls championships, and that's going through this filth for the last 23 years, I want to see what it's like to win a championship again. I mean, I was 17 years old the last time the Bulls won their last NBA championship. It was in 98, so I was at what? About 18, 19. I'm sorry. And it looks like I'm going to be an old-ass man before they win a championship again. You see, the organization got credit for drafting players like Michael Jordan, Derrick Rose, players that had the innate ability of making a franchise, turning a franchise around just off of their ability alone. And the management capitalized off of that as if they were fucking geniuses. We make them feel like they're geniuses because we continuously go every night and pay our money even though they're not putting the right team on the floor. This summer, don't get me wrong, they brought in Arturis. They changed the front office, but they should have been done that. But for Arturis, I'm not looking for you to come in here and evaluate. I'm looking for you to come in here and change the outcome of what we've been producing in the last 5 seasons. One playoff appearance in the last 5 seasons and an embarrassment of a series against the Boston Celtics. We won the first 2 games and lost the next 4. And that's why I'm signing off today, because I'm sick and tired of the losing, and I'm sick and tired of the complacency of our management. What the fuck is your goal, man? We got the Lakers. We got the LA Clippers even, a franchise that has been a joke for centuries. They're even being proactive to make moves. They went and got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They're willing to take a chance. So you mean to tell me out of an organization like the Clippers, who don't have any reputation for winning at all, can show that they want to win, but the Chicago Bulls that have been known for winning don't want to do the same? The Detroit Pistons got back to championship relevancy since their last championship in 1990. San Antonio Spurs have repeatedly become NBA champions over time. But the LA Lakers became relevant numerous of times and had their different eras of winning championships. And I'm not saying to go out here and buy a title. I'm saying that know your damn job, know how to build a team. That 2011 and 2012 Chicago Bulls team, if you would have added a couple more pieces, Derrick Rose probably wouldn't have got injured. He wouldn't have had to do so much to put his body on the line to risk that. So for me, this latest thing with us this year of us losing all of these damn games, even though we got Vucevic and picked him up, it's starting to annoy me because we as Bulls fans want more. At least us Bulls fans that care. And I'm getting sick and damn tired of the complacency of our front office. I don't want no fucking draft picks anymore, man. I want to win. Go out there and get players that know how to win. Pat Williams, Kobe White, Lauri Markkanen the crybaby, crying over contracts even though he's playing like shit. How many more young players, how many more rookies do you fucking need? A team full of rookies can't win shit. You got to get experienced players that know how to win. And that's what I'm looking for from my organization. Go win. Get players that know how to win. Build something. Because the Eastern Conference is fucking weak. And we're weak right along with it. I'm out. You ain't going to get it any real anywhere else. Talking Bulls Podcast. Join the new hottest flavor in podcasting. Join us. Follow us at Talking Bulls 82 on Twitter.